That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Misfit Toys.
Well, well, well. Well, 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 well. You know, I always start off with the most important thing. I'm really trying to push Chris Farron's dates because I think you're going to be glad I sent you there. I don't like to send anyone to a show if they go. They're like, yeah, it was okay. It was, you know, this is not okay. It's fucking amazing. You will not be disappointed if you go to one of his shows. You're always like, what the fuck? I'm going. Aristotle's going. Aristotle, you're going, right?
Oh, yeah, no, definitely yeah, going to be there. All yeah, gonna, we're all going to be here. Yeah, me and everybody, Chris Farron, Rockin' Lounge, yeah, March 4th.
Definitely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Susie True opening. Yeah, can't miss Susie True.
Wow, he really went off. It's
March 4th.
At the Moroccan Lounge in L.A. But I know he's doing some Philly dates. Just go to his website. If you're a podcast listener, go to his website and go see one of his shows. That's all I got to say about that. I mean, unless there's anything more you want to say, Aristotle. Oh, okay, cool. Well, everybody, you're great. And, yeah, it's a no-show show. I am in... The year is 2022. I feel like Jimmy Pardo when I say that. It is February. And I'm here in Vermont. And I'm at the Vermont Comedy Club. Man, this place was great before, but it's even better now. So I'm here. Just wanted to let you know that. And, yeah, my shows are all weekend. Last night was the 24th. And then tonight, the 25th of February, and the 26th. So two shows tonight, Friday. Two shows tomorrow, Saturday. The Vermont Comedy Club. Cam Kavinsky's with me on keyboards and iPad and whatever else he does, which is a lot. So I'm literally getting up out of bed right now. The sound system is done. So no more shitty music. Oh, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Email me and tell me you forgive me. It is something to be... Don't say don't worry about it because it's something I should worry about. And you might go, I understand if like hardcore listeners are like, what is going on? It's a good question. It deserves a good answer. It, you know, sometimes it's not peaking in the studio at all. But what happened was, do you even care? You can 15 second forward this. When I had to put the walls up for the pandemic, I had to take the speakers off the wall and just put them in our two little squares that I made out of plexiglass. So they never went back up. So one of the speakers is sitting right behind me. So when it's bassy, it can peak. You know, it's like you hear it. But now they're back up and everything's good to go. Thank you, Megan, for Scott from Netflix. And it's all cleaned up. The everything back to great. So anyway, I hope you're good. I'm literally staring out my window right now in Vermont. It's beautiful. This view I have is gorgeous. I can see the water. Wow, that is beautiful. To be honest, until I just was talking to you, I never looked to the left out my window and noticed there was water there. I said it all casual. There's the water. I'm like, what? That's amazing. I'm going to sleep in the other bed tonight so I can look out the window and see that. Holy shit, that is really beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You're amazing. Let me tell you something. I was in my glory. I came in early to the Vermont Comedy Club, and I came in a night early, and I thought the club would already be closed, but there was an open mic night going on, and I ended up going on at the end, and I met so many nice comedians, you could say newer comedians. Some had only done it once. Some had done it twice. Some did it 8 times. Some have done it 40. And I just loved it. That's all I ever do when I meet new comedians. I always want to know how long you've been doing it. When they say the first time, that's always exciting. And it was just, everybody was so warm and such an eclectic group of beautiful, gorgeous, amazing people. I really did. Afterwards, me and Cam were hanging out. We're like, was that just special? And, you know, everything was just so nice. John made us some food. God, cauliflower's taking over the world. Cauliflower tacos, they were so good. And that's after the kitchen was already closed. So there's just a lot of love. A lot of love. This club's built with a lot of love. I want them to succeed. I know the pandemic, you know, hurt everybody, but they took advantage of it and they made their club even better than it was. I want this club to succeed so bad. And they're doing good. I just want them to even do better. So it's a really special place. It really is. I'm not just saying that. There's amazing clubs, but it doesn't mean they're special. This place is amazing and special. And I love love everything about it. Natalie. I don't like Nate anymore after what he did to me. But I just want everyone to know that you greeted me with... you're not even going to listen to this probably. But if you do, you greeted me with so much warmth. And it just melts my heart. It really does. I don't take it for granted. Walking into that. And I thought it was going to be closed. Next thing you know, we're sitting around, comedians, having a good time. The staff was warm. This is, okay, I went on enough, but I truly mean it from my heart. There we go. So enjoy the no-show show today. Go listen to an old episode. I don't even know if Aristotle listens to these whole things, and I'm really working him hard today on this opening. So if he doesn't say an old episode you should listen to, just go pick one out yourself. But Aristotle, do you have any? You have anything?
Anytime Eliza Skinner is on, she is great. She's got a show tonight in LA. Go check her out.
You're great. And here is, really listen to the words. Here's, oh, you can hear it creeping in already. Mr. Rogers.
It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like, the way you are right now. The way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. Thank you. it's you I like.